Morning. So our theme today is going to be, how do you know that you are the presence of pure awareness? Okay. So take a breath and rest in the real. That there is no person here speaking, and there is no person there to be listening. All is one. All is consciousness, pure awareness, God, just one. And I am that. So let us, for these moments together, just be empty. Just releasing attention to thoughts and feelings and sensations. Bringing your attention within to stillness. Aware of words, aware of sounds, but just letting relaxation be there. Take a breath. Be aware of it throughout the body. Coming in and going out. We are resting in no thing. We are leaving what we call memories and judgments. We are releasing the illusion of time, of a today, of a tomorrow, or even now. Empty of all things. Opinions, ideas, conditioned beliefs. We are resting in emptiness. We are resting in the stillness that is the self. We are resting in the real, as the unreal has no true existence. Just breathing in a flow, content, at peace. So, how do we know that we are the presence of pure awareness? Well, at the sense level, meaning touch, taste, sight, hearing, smell. So at the sense level, we have this awareness of objects. Now, these senses, these sensations, feelings and thoughts give us a picture of the world and the surroundings. They report, these senses report what mind is projecting. And remember, you are not the mind. Awareness is your nature. Okay. But these senses, the sense reports, They do seem to convince us that we are living in a certain kind of world, a world of people, a world of things, a world of feelings and emotions, a world based on mind's interpretation of its own projections. That's what we are seeing. So I want you to close your eyes and just follow a breath. And I'd like you to bring to mind a public object in your area or any area, a building or a street, maybe something growing in the yard. Just let some object rise to your attention. Doesn't really matter. And what is the object like? Is it tall or short, broad? What are the colors? What is the quality of the object? So what is the appearance like? Perhaps you're thinking of the street, and now, yeah, that street does need some repairs, as I recall. Or I always liked that building. It has great and old architecture. Or if it's the garden, maybe the thoughts are, I really need to work on getting the weeds out. So just have an attention. About the object that you selected. Okay. So now we're going to take a look around the room that the body is seated in. And just let your attention land on any object, doesn't matter. But watch the mind as it engages with the object. Watch the mind. And what senses it is reporting with. Is it something old, something new, a gift? But what senses is it reporting with, be it the sight, sound, the smell, the touch, or taste? Perhaps a feeling or sensation about a particular object is reporting. Watch the mind. What is the mind saying? Oh, that was a gift from Janie. Or, I remember when I bought that. Maybe even, wow, it needs some dusting. Watch the mind. What is it reporting? Or I can hear a dog barking, maybe. Or I can smell the Sunday roast in the oven. Just watch the mind report. Just be witness to what mind is expressing. And how often does mind express, I am seeing, I am hearing, I am listening, I hear a dog barking, I smell the roast. How often is mind reporting, I am doing this? Again, just be a witness to what mind is expressing. Now, it didn't matter if the eyes were closed or open. Even in the imagination of a memory, mind is the one making the statements. Mind is deciding what is taking place and how it is taking place, even why it is taking place. Mind. So you didn't even have to be there. The street, the building, garden, whatever was outside and away from you. It didn't even have to be there. And mind was making the statements and the concepts and calling it I. I remember. I did that. I bought that. I was given that. Illusion. So, what were you really aware of? With the eyes closed or open, you did not actually engage with the body any object. You were only aware of what mind was reporting. So, what were you really aware of? So the mind is telling us all about us and all about the world. Which, as you can see and witness, is only a projection of mind stuff. You can say, well, Mary, that building is beautiful with that architecture. Where did the building and the idea of beauty come from? And who is the I that is seeing the building? So the projection is building, and mind claims it is I that is seeing the beauty, or I that am seeing the color. If there are colors present, there has to be something aware. That colors appear to be present. It's really fractured light, but call them colors. And light has no color. So, if it is mind that is telling us all about the world, then somewhere in there, we believe we are living in a projection of mind's content. Again, eyes view. I see a jacket. I see a hat. But what is interpreting the seeing? Mind is interpreting the seeing. Based on shapes and forms and labels. So take another breath. Close the eyes. Just follow that breath down deep into the body. But this time, do not let mind tell you what is taking place. And as that breath comes in, and as that breath goes out, just keep the attention on the stillness. Let it grow. Let that stillness fill the body. Let that stillness fill the room. If the mind or if the eyes land on an object, if your eyes are open, do not let mind tell you what is there. It only knows objects. It only knows forms and labeling. Okay. Let that stillness now move outside the room and fill other rooms with this stillness. Just enjoying the breath coming in and enjoying a breath going out. But keep the attention on the stillness that is growing until it reaches outside the home, house, outside the neighborhood, outside the city, all the way out into space. Just let that stillness blossom and grow. Do not give it to mind. If mind wants to interpret, if mind wants to project, if mind wants to claim, I am being still, do not allow it. Do not follow it. Do not take in mind. Just let it be. Stillness, quietude. Now, what are you aware of? Not thoughts, not objects, but in the stillness, what are you aware of? What are you aware of without the mind? And only you are present to be aware of the stillness. It is beyond mind. Is there anything present other than your own being that is aware in this moment of the stillness and the peace? Just aware of being. Okay, beloved. Oh. When objects, feelings, or sensations come to your awareness, do not give it to mind. Mind will always report separation until such time as it merges back into the self. Okay. You are the presence of pure awareness. Okay. So, any questions or comments? Thank you, Mary. Thank you, my love. Yes, love. Want to say stay there. You can't leave there. You cannot come and go from here.
Stay awake.
You cannot go.
Oh.
It's impossible to do the action of staying there when you cannot leave there. You've never left there.
Thank you.
What we do is we devote the time to listening to mind instead of listening to the stillness. We let mind report our day. We let mind decide what is. But it doesn't know. It cannot comprehend this silence. It cannot really comprehend that an object that it has known since its birth has had a specific label. And it cannot comprehend what is there other than the label. This is why the stillness, so that you will know what's there. You, not mine, you will recognize what is there beyond that label. It is like the gold. And the gold is formed into a bracelet or a necklace or earrings, but it always, the essence, the energy always remains gold. There literally is no gold bracelet. It is always, always the presence of gold. We shape it into a form, and mind says, this is a bracelet. This is a necklace. These are earrings. It's mind reporting on a specific form in a specific manner, claiming to know exactly what's there. A necklace? No. Or a tree? No. Or water? No. They're not there. Those are only the labels given them by minds. What is there is you, the one infinite, invisible
Essence.
presence, essence. We call it essence. We struggle to give labels to what cannot be labeled. And essence is a good one. But know that that is just a pointing. We cannot label nor describe what we are. Mind wants to label so that it can know, so it can know what is, but what is cannot ever be labeled. Mind will never know what you are. It is in your practices of stillness and restructuring the mind, so to speak, that you bring it back home to where it came from, which is your infinite immortal being. And once it is home, it becomes a servant. This is why I say, do not give it to the mind. The mind does not know what is present. It cannot know it because it wants to label. And what you are and what is present cannot be labeled. So we use the terms like essence, immortal, high vibrations, light. But that does not come close to what you are.
I don't think, Mary, I don't think I've ever seen till this morning with you how my mind, how the mind labels, how it wants to know and gloms right on. It's so fast.
Yes, that's why. How often have I said, sit several times throughout the day, watch the mind.
Watch that puppy.
Yeah, watch it.
Yeah.
Just watch it.
I don't think I ever saw it like this.
And
You.
be still. My motto, be still.
Be still.
Love.
Thank you, Mary.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Inga, Ingrid. I'm sorry, Ingrid.
Yes.
Inga was my mother-in-law. I'm sorry,
Okay. I'm Ingrid.
Ingrid.
I was wondering why we live in this mind world. Because all day long, when we do something or meet someone or take a book, take a shoe, my impression is that, yeah, we live in a world of mind all day long, more or less. And it must have a purpose too.
Well, I think the only the purpose that we can come up with is to come out from under that living in the mind. Come out from under it to see clearly. The mind is a useful tool. Don't get me wrong. It's a very useful tool. But again, it is not intended to be the master. It is intended to be a servant, a helpful servant. So we live under that because we were conditioned to live under that. My parents were not spiritual advocates. I mean, they were just regular folk. They don't intend to condition us, but given that they are conditioned, that's how we grow up. So it's like, well, the buck stops here. I am on a spiritual quest. What is that quest? To come out from under the control of mind. That's the quest. How do I do that? I watch the mind. I recognize when I'm being pulled into a story. I see what the mind is doing, and I no longer have to follow that. That's the practice. So it's not that you're going to get rid of it. It's just like you're retraining it. That when the mind begins to label, say you're in a room of people or yourself as others, when you're in a room such as that and mind begins to speak of separation, oh, look at her, she's got on a funny hat today, or look at him over there. Well, when it, that's when you grab it or you take a breath and you do not follow it into that place of getting involved in the story of separation. This is your practice. This is what it's for, to wake up from being under the domination of mind and living your day in mind instead of in the heart. So you turn it into that instrument. You turn it into being a tool instead of the commander of the ship. So there is that purpose. If it wasn't there, giving you such an uncomfortableness, giving you such a kick in the butt, would you really care about waking up? Would you really care about a spiritual quest? Would you really care about knowing exactly who you truly are if mind wasn't giving you such a heck of a time?
Well, I don't know yet because I feel still too much involved in this mind world. And
And that is mind speaking right now. Mind is claiming I, the very presence of God, I, the name of God, I, God, am still too much involved with this world. That is actually mind speaking and making a claim that I, God, am too involved with the world. So that is mind. And that is where, when I speak, that's your red flag. That's your notice. That's your opportunity to see that and take the breath and step away from following what mind is saying. That's the whole thing of practice right there. I mean, the words were spoken too involved with the world of mind. Great. The mind is speaking your opportunity right now. Mind is involved with the world. I am the witness and the awareness to mind's involvement with the world. I am not too much involved with the world. I am the awareness that is watching mind be too involved with the world. That's the reality. You are the awareness of mind. You are aware of what it is doing. You are aware that mind is allowed to be involved with the world. You are aware when mind is claiming separation. You are aware. So, in that awareness, do your practice. I am aware of mind being too involved with this world. And then mind is allowed to continue to be involved with the world. What are you going to do about it? Other than the practice of seeing, oh, this is an opportunity to reel mind back in. How do I do that? I take a breath. I make a realization. This is what mind is doing. It's involved with the senses. It's involved with separation, chatter. It's involved with judgment. I can see that. What am I going to do? I'm going to take another breath. I can see what mind is doing. I am aware of mind is doing. Now, it's for you to see the opportunity and do the practice. Yes?
Okay, and the practice is to realize here is consciousness or awareness.
The practice is you have caught the mind playing in the world, right? Too much in the world. You see that the mind is playing. When you see that the mind is playing, you want to stop it. And you stop it by taking a breath and turning away from what the mind is playing with. No, it's like, I'm not going to play anymore. And you take the breath. and you watch the mind and you make a distance. I am here as awareness. I'm watching mind. And you practice making that space where you are just there as awareness and not the player in the world. Okay. Everything is there. Yes, consciousness is there. It cannot not be there because consciousness is all that can be. It's all that is present. Nothing else is present. Only you are present. And you, as presence, are aware of mind playing too much attention out in the world. You are the presence right there, right now, that is aware of that. So instead of complaining about the mind, because that will do absolutely nothing to move you along, because that keeps you engaged with the mind, you recognize what mind is doing. You take a breath. Yep, God is the only presence. That's all that's here. Just that loving oneness. And you say, yeah, but mind is still busy. Yep, mind is still busy. I'm aware of that too. You have to make that connection of not being connected to mind. You have to see, I am not what mind is saying. I am not what mind is thinking. As God says, they're not your thoughts. They rise to what? They rise to your awareness. Because why? Because you are the presence of awareness itself. And you are aware of the thoughts that we call mind, jibber jabbering about appearances. You can look at mind as an accumulation of thoughts, not as something, not as something great or big or unmanageable. It is only an accumulation of thoughts that keep arising. Sometimes what we call monkey mind, those thoughts rise, boom, 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 just continuously going and going and going. Like that little Energizer bunny, you know, the thoughts just keep coming, just keep rolling. That's what you're calling mind is too much involved in the world. It's thoughts rising rapidly one after the other. But you are aware of them. You do not have to engage thoughts. There is no law written that says you must engage and pay attention to thoughts. There is no law. No such law. If thoughts rise, doesn't mean I have to engage them. Doesn't mean I have to give them my attention. You already are what you are, the presence of pure awareness. You're already that. Just stop listening to thoughts that are saying you're not. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Any questions? Any more?
One more.
Yes, love.
From this evening on, I will be on a sort of camp and will meet a lot of, I don't know how to say, people
Yes.
that are in that, yeah, I don't know how to express myself.
In that belief of separation
Well,
at camp.
I'm just wondering how I say it when it's not separation. I'm meeting, or no, I don't know how to talk. As awareness, I will be aware of, no, I don't know how to talk.
You will be aware of other bodies. Obviously, we're all aware of other bodies.
Yeah,
That,
talking.
but the essence, okay, but the essence of that, the life force that animates that body form, that essence, that we're all. That's what you are, is the essence. Using this form called body as an instrument. Now, if that's too much to remember in the throes of being with other bodies, just be with them where they are. If they're speaking separation, that's fine. You don't have to fall in with it. And even if you do, that's okay too. But as much as you can, take a breath and just bring back to memory. Oh, there's just one here. There's only one presence. You can take baby steps. You don't have to take a huge leap. So if the room is full of other body forms and mind is saying, look at those people, look at those people, just take that breath. Nobody's even going to know, and turn away from the mind. If you're speaking with others, just allow the speaking to take place. Don't try to decide, oh, I should say this or I shouldn't say that, because that's mind. That's mind saying what needs to be done. That's not where you want to be. You want to be coming from the heart instead of the head. So that the head is saying, do this, do that. The heart is saying, be still. I'm here.
Yes,
It'll be
thank you.
fine. Yeah, it'll be fine. Just don't give it too much to the mind.
Good,
Because,
thanks.
yeah, it'll be more than happy to tell you what's going on and who these people are. So just don't give too much to the mind. Okay. How are we doing? Any other questions or comments? We can't hear you.
Okay, I hope, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, so in listening to what you're helping us with, Mary, is what it always seems to be the same exact answer every time. Just to be still, right? There's your answer every single time. But then the mind, right, tries to do what you've just explained, right? Where it will come in and talk to me about these objects, these problems, whatever, and distract me from that again. So it's kind of like to
Now,
me.
let's take what just was spoken, that the mind will come in,
Okay.
and this all-powerful mind is going to distract me. What is it going to distract you from? My stillness? What is mind going to distract you from? Think about, because it's mind that is speaking. Pay attention to what is mind saying. And mind comes along and distracts me. Oh, we lost her. But that is a good point of what we were just saying. Pay attention to what mind is saying. Every word that enters your awareness is coming from mind. Mind cannot distract you. You give away your attention to thoughts. You give it away. You turn your attention away from the heart and to the words that are coming to your awareness. You give it away. You can have your attention on the stillness and the love and your true being, or you can have your attention on the thoughts that come to your attention. And as I said, there is no law that says that you have to pay attention to a thought. There is no law. This is why the practice, we do that of our own accord. And I need the practice, especially our beginners. They need the practice of watching the mind. So, mind cannot take your attention. Thoughts cannot take your attention. You have to give it up to the thoughts and to the stories and to the appearances and to the sights and sounds. You have to give your attention. Can't take it. You're the presence of God, for crying out loud. How can a thought take you? So we give our attention to the thoughts, or we give our attention to what we call mind. And again, we're only calling it mind, mind being that accumulation of thoughts. Okay, there we are. You're back. So,
I'm sorry, my computer just cut out right mid-sentence there, but and I can listen back to whatever you were saying on the recording,
yes.
but because I missed what you were explaining there, I'm saying that I'm giving all power to my mind.
Yes.
Okay. So the way
You.
out of that is to then just sit and be still and quiet it.
Watch the. No, do not try to quiet the mind, please, because it's not
Okay.
gonna happen.
Okay.
It
Okay.
will seem like
Just breathe.
it's a band of monkeys instead of one monkey mind. No, watch the mind. I said, watch the mind. Do not
Okay.
engage it.
Okay.
Yeah. Just watch what it's saying. Okay. And what I
Right.
was saying was, it cannot take your attention. You have to give it. Okay.
Yes.
So There's nothing that mind can do to you. Absolutely nothing.
Okay. All right. That was great. Thank you.
Any more questions, guys? Well, alrighty. Then I guess we're concluded. And joyful love and happy blessings. And let us pray. Okay? Thank you for the blessings of this day, for the joy that flows from within. Thank you for the stillness that is my being and for the peace that fills the heart. My joy is in appreciation and gratitude for the love and happiness that is my nature. Thank you, my beloved self. I am. Om. Amen. Namaste.